We've been learning more about the 49 victims of the Orlando shooting. Kimberly Morris, a native of Torrington, Connecticut, was one of them. She had recently moved to Florida and was working as a bouncer at the club on the night of the attack. Ray Hardman from Here Now contributor WNPR in Hartford, Connecticut, has this remembrance.
Kim was just always a happy-go-lucky, carefree spirit.
That's Carice Villarroel, a lifelong friend of Kimberly Morris.
She was friends with any and everyone, and that smile. She just always had this infectious smile that drew you to her.
Villarroel was part of a tight-knit group of friends at Torrington High School in the mid-90s, and Morris was their leader.
She just brought calm to our crazy.
Miriam Akinbobola was another member of that circle. She says Morris, who was gay and African-American, never really had a coming-out moment. She says Morris was always open about who she was, and what really defined her was her love of mixed martial arts, dancing, hip-hop music, and especially sports.
She really just was such a great team player, and she really just pulled people together and inspired them to do their best and was always encouraging people.
Morris played college basketball at Post University in Waterbury, Connecticut, where teammates remember her as a tenacious small forward. Her athleticism and lanky 5'10" frame served her well in her 20s when she became a drag king, performing as a man under the name Daddy K.
Incredible entertainer. I think that's how at least I'm going to remember her.
That's Morris's friend Tuti Huerta, who remembers Daddy K's performances at the Polo Club in Hartford, Connecticut.
A star on stage. That's what she was, a star on stage. She would impersonate Michael Jackson, Justin Timberlake. When the lights were turned on, the spotlight was on, she was on.
Kimberly Morris had recently moved to Orlando from Hawaii to help take care of her mother and grandmother who had fallen on hard times. She had only been working at Pulse for about a week before the tragedy. Tuti Huerta is convinced that during the rampage at Pulse, Morris leapt into action to help others.
I envisioned her as a person who, instead of running out the door, would probably be trying to save lives, trying to save people, tell people what to do, putting herself at risk before anything else. I wished that I could, you know, go back in time and tell her not to work that night.
Kimberly Morris was 37 years old. She was buried yesterday in Florida. There'll be a memorial service for her tonight in her hometown of Torrington, Connecticut. For Here and Now, I'm Ray Hardman.